Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. We are coming to you from the city of New Orleans, which is playing host to the second annual State of the Black World Conference. It is the first major gathering of African-American leaders, scholars, activists, artists, you name it, since the historic election of Barack Obama. Now, traditionally, the theme of this conference has always been around restoring the family, rebuilding the community, and renewing the struggle. This year, there's an emphasis on developing a black agenda, an agenda that many of the participants hope to get in the hands of Barack Obama and see that he implements many of its tenets. It is a conference that has been developed by Dr. Ron Daniels. People may be familiar with him. 1992, he ran for president on the Peace and Freedom ticket. He is also the current head of the Institute of the Black World. And so he brought a lot of the folks that are here this weekend together to really hash things out. And I mean, folks, it is a who's who of Black America in the building this weekend. I mean, last night I saw Dr. Jeremiah Wright. He's in the building. Minister Farrakhan, he is giving the keynote address Sunday. He's in the building. I ran into the former mayor of New Orleans, Mark Morial, who is also now the head of the Urban League. That's right. He heads up the Urban League. Bev Smith, well-known radio personality. She's in the building. Sanya Sanchez, Danny Glover, my man DJ Paradise, and Jasiri X from X-Clan and the Group One Hood. We have Dr. Lamont Hill. He's in the building. Pakari Katwana. I mean, it is a long list and there's a whole lot of folks. Makani Thimba-Nixon, ran into her. So there's a lot of folks here and they're going to be hashing out all sorts of things ranging from the plight of Haiti to developing models of sustainability in Africa. There's going to be a lot of talk on anti-violence and crime, a lot of talk on Katrina, obviously. There's going to be a lot of talk on hip-hop. One of the interesting panels that they're putting together, and probably one of the first, is looking at the comparison between the black arts movement of the 1960s with the hip-hop movement of today. And they got all sorts of folks, Sonia Sanchez, Hakeem Adabudi, Melly Mel, Kumo D, Askeri Touré. A lot of folks are going to be on that panel. I'm looking forward to that. But last night, the fireworks were set off at a town hall meeting. This town hall meeting will actually be airing on C-SPAN in the next week or so. But it featured people like Mark Morial, economist and columnist Julia Malvo, Eva Carruthers, Dr. Elsie Scott. You also had M. Tengelizi, Sanyika. He was there in the building. So this was a pretty good panel. A lot of people came out for it. But it got started with a young lady from the Ninth Ward. Her name is Cynthia Shepherd Willis Lewis. She is the councilwoman from that particular district. She kicked things off and set things in motion. We're going to let you hear her speak, and then you'll hear from some of the other panelists. So let's kick it off with Cynthia Shepherd Willis Lewis. She is the city council person that oversees the devastated and still devastated Ninth Ward here in New Orleans.
Would you please welcome the representative, the councilwoman for the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans East, Councilwoman Councilwoman Cynthia Willard Lewis.
Thank you. As I begin my remarks, I want to first deal with appropriate gratitude. And so I come before you and say, we stand by faith. We stand by faith in the dreams and memories of the families who lived in neighborhoods that floodwaters ravaged and winds destroyed. We stand by faith for the hundreds of thousands who extended prayers to us, who offered relief to us, who came to volunteer and raise up this wonderful, historic African-American city. Men and women of all colors and all nationalities, sensing that there was something terribly wrong what happened in this great historic city, and that the governmental response to evacuation and rescue was too anemic in a nation with such capacity and such military strength and power, we have come by faith in a moral discussion of rebuilding this great American city, but also in rebuilding that which is wrong throughout America. And so I come to thank Dr. Daniels and his board of directors and staff, and all of you who wish to engage in a constructive conversation and dialogue about rebuilding America and form a policy agenda that can really build a tangible blueprint for this great historic president and for all that he represents as the mass movement of humanity in this nation, young people, old people, black people, white people, Hispanic people, American people. Decided that it was time for a change. Not only that it was a time for a change, but yes, we can. And so I came to just offer a few observations, having been on ground zero in the city of New Orleans for so many years, having stood in sacred places where so many of our elders lost their lives, where their bones still remain in the soil of the historic Lower Ninth Ward, because the response to recovery rescue was so slow. The neighborhoods, the ground, cried out and received their bodies. And so it again is with profound gratitude and deep humility that I rise just to share a little bit about principles and core values for rebuilding not just New Orleans, not just the Gulf Coast, but any place or space in this great nation where there seems to be problems of inequity, of injustice, of troubled systems, and of reforms that have not worked for all people. Let me just welcome you for the energy, the creativity, the morality that your thoughts will bear on this conversation. Let me also thank our mayor for his coming and welcoming you with gracious hospitality, and I myself for the families that I represent. As you look at the rebuilding of New Orleans and of the Gulf Coast and of urban or small town America, we must all agree that the national priority must be guided by a set of principles, core values, and ethics that ensure that our rebuilding is people-centered, not just capital-driven, but people-centered, that we look at not only the physical environment, talking about principles of sustainability, of green building, of other construction protocols and technological improvements that make facilities stronger and more sustainable, but also the heart of the matter is the people and how we focus on rebuilding the human and social capital that will occupy and fill the space of the physical environment that we rebuild. It is a two-pronged agenda and you cannot separate them out. Let me just say that many of you who are New Orleanians or who have come to visit with us, pray with us, cry with us, help us to rebuild, you understand that our city was a socioeconomic disaster before Katrina. And we acknowledge that and grieve over that and see and pray that we do not miss the opportunity with the billions, and that's with a B, that the mayor spoke about, coming forward now after 2 years of planning to where the money has finally been shifted from the state to the city of New Orleans, is finally breaking through. $12 billion alone by the Corps of Engineers, which helped create the man-made disaster, and now has moved expeditiously to push forward 100-year flood protection so that there is no longer a question of which neighborhood is viable and which isn't. All neighborhoods should be safe. And so we have driven the discussion of focusing on all of our communities to make sure that they are safe. But even while that happens, we must also demand insurance reform, because you may be required to elevate your house so high by the FEMA maps that you're going to need an elevator to get in it, to bring your groceries up to the kitchen, and that the insurance rates will be so high that you will be driven out of the beautiful house that you just built because you won't be able to protect it. So there are many different levels of discussions as we talk about rebuilding. And let me just say, I want to be mindful of the time, but let us not miss the window of opportunity to get the formula right. And the heart of the formula must again be focused on the people. The principles must be driven to examine justice. All rebuilding initiatives must ensure that all citizens are treated with justice, fairness, and that many of the past disparities and inequalities are eliminated. The principles must be guided with equity. Rebuilding initiatives must ensure that all communities and neighborhoods are equally treated based on their peculiar and unique needs for recovery. New Orleans is a city of neighborhoods. The feel and the flavor of Uptown is different from the feel and the flavor of the Treme, is different from the feel and the flavor of the Ninth Ward, is different from the West Bank, is different from the East Bank. It is all driven by the beauty of the culture and the spirit of the families and their own assets. And so that should be honored, because we do not all need to be the same neighborhood. That is not New Orleans. We need to have our differences honored, and that they are valued and appreciated. That is why we are such a tourist destination and Mecca, not just for our food, not just for our music. It is about the heart and hospitality of the people who provide the food and who provide the music. And so again, to give that unique experience that makes all of our neighborhoods valuable and important. It should also be driven by affordability, that all of our resources must ensure that the people who made New Orleans great are allowed to be able to live in New Orleans, not be driven out by increasing prices or rates out of control or merchandise that you can't afford, or the fact that unfortunately you got to drive to other parishes and it's really a challenge and it's a struggle when gas is $4 a gallon or you have to use public transportation. We should have assets within our neighborhoods and near our neighborhoods so that the tax dollars stay in our great city and are helping to drive the rebuilding of the city government's budget as well. We should look at sustainability, that these rebuilding initiatives must be done in such a way that resources are not depleted and that the environmental justice issues are met and honored. And finally, that should be done in a manner that promotes accountability, that the rebuilding initiative be transparent as well as accountable to all of the citizens, noting and acknowledging that everyone has a right to participate in the visioning, in the planning, and yes, even in the implementation. We should be connecting our great recovery to the rebuilding of economic opportunities for the families who live here, for the children who want to stay here, and to keep the dollars flowing within this great city, building it up on many different levels. I acknowledge and share with you that our recovery is far from complete. However, we do believe that building on some of these great principles, we will be building a city that honors the memory of our ancestors, their prayers and their hopes, their cries and their screams. And by doing so, we will create an even stronger New Orleans, a more resilient New Orleans, the kind of New Orleans that is the honorable legacy for our children for tomorrow. Thank you so much. God bless you all.